From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Robert Mugabe resigned as president of Zimbabwe Tuesday, ending his 37 years in power. The resignation met with celebrations in the streets. The 93-year-old leader clung to power for a week after a military takeover. He was placed under house arrest and Sunday stripped of his leadership of the ruling ZANU-PF party. People like parliamentarian Edson Gumbo reacted with hope.
It's a historic event. We got a lot to learn from this and to improve on where we made mistakes and make this country great again.
Mr. Mugabe sacked Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is expected to be sworn in as his replacement as early as Wednesday. If Mr. Mugabe and his family leave the country, where might they go? Joy Mbenge is with the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition.
The best for Mugabe is to go to the Far East. He has always gone to the Far East. You know, he goes to Malaysia, he goes to Singapore. It is rumored that he has investments there. There are less Zimbabweans there and not so many people who care.
Among those reacting internationally, Britain's Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson.
First sight, this is a moment of hope for Zimbabwe and for the people of Zimbabwe.
The U.S. says it also sees it as a historic opportunity. Mr. Mugabe was facing impeachment in Parliament. The U.S. Tuesday slapped new sanctions on 13 Chinese and North Korean entities accused by Washington of enabling the North Korean regime as it pursues nuclear and missile capability. The action was announced after President Donald Trump put Pyongyang back on the list of state sponsors of terrorism. Among the groups hit, three Chinese firms the Treasury Department determined combined did more than $750 million in trade over a five-year period. This is VOA News. The search for a missing Argentine submarine with a crew of 44 continues, but there is growing concern the crew, including Argentina's first female submarine officer, is running low on oxygen after the vessel disappeared last Wednesday after reporting an electrical malfunction. Navy spokesman Gabriel Galeazzi said the level of oxygen in the submarine is a matter of constant concern. He said every day that passes, the situation becomes more critical. In the Pacific, meanwhile, at least eight Americans were reportedly rescued in the Philippine Sea Wednesday when their aircraft crashed while en route to an aircraft carrier. The initial cause appears to be engine failure. The U.S. Defense Department Tuesday said more than 100 Islamist militants were killed in an airstrike in Somalia, targeting al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab fighters. The Pentagon said the strike was carried out at a jihadist camp about 200 kilometers northwest of Mogadishu. The U.S. warned Tuesday Americans traveling to Saudi Arabia should be aware of the risk of ballistic missile strikes from Yemen. The government issued a new travel warning following an earlier Houthi rebel missile launched near Riyadh. The U.S. also said it wants the Palestine Liberation Organization to keep its office in Washington open, although U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert said U.S. law may force closure following allegations. Palestinian officials made statements that target Israelis for alleged crimes against Palestinians to be taken up by the International Criminal Court.
The secretary concluded that the factual record, in particular certain statements made by Palestinian leaders about the ICC, this I'm referring to comments that were made at the United Nations, did not permit the secretary to make a factual certification that was required by that statute.
The office is subject to review every 6 months. Prime Minister Saad Hariri is back in Lebanon for the first time since announcing his resignation nearly 3 weeks ago in a spat with the Iranian-backed Hezbollah. Speaking in Egypt Tuesday, he said he spoke with his Egyptian hosts about Lebanon's stability and the need for his country to stay out of regional conflicts. The dispute is seen as part of a larger struggle between Iran and Saudi Arabia. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier Tuesday held talks with party leaders in an effort to salvage those efforts by Chancellor Angela Merkel to form a coalition government following September elections. Those coalition talks collapsed on Sunday. Venezuelan authorities detained the acting president of Citgo and several other executives of the state-owned oil company's U.S. subsidiary on corruption charges. The chief prosecutor said they might have assisted a foreign power, a possible reference to the U.S. in its pursuit of an anti-Venezuela strategy. The fast food chain McDonald's Corporation announced Tuesday it will demolish a museum in suburban Chicago next month that is a replica of the first restaurant. The museum was built on the site of founder Ray Kroc's first restaurant in Des Plaines, Illinois in 1955. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, my. In Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. So relax and let me take you on a trip around Africa on disc. But later on today, we'll be making a special stop in Cameroon as our guest on the show today is Micheline Wang, the beautiful, straight from the heart of Cameroon. So don't go away. Stay tuned for that. I'll be coming to that. But right now, let's start off the ball rolling today from Mali with SMOD in Le Dirigeance Africaine. And right after that, Still Standing by Yeshua of Nigeria and African Thriller by Rocky Dawuni of Ghana. So you stay tuned. But right now, Le Dirigeance Africaine by SMOD of Mali.
Yes!
L'argent, voyager beaucoup seulement, mais travailler beaucoup, créer des choses, emplater, non, non, non. Les dirigeants africains, les dirigeants sont comme ça. Les dirigeants africains, les dirigeants sont comme ça. Parler beaucoup, manger l'argent, voyager beaucoup seulement, mais travailler beaucoup, créer des choses, emplater, non, non, non. Les dirigeants africains, les dirigeants sont comme ça. Les dirigeants africains, les dirigeants sont comme ça.
Pendant que le droit interne est confisqué, nous on nous parle ici Mbonga d'unité. Pendant qu'il y a des journalistes qui sont assassinés, on nous parle de liberté. D'ici en Afrique, la passion domine toujours la raison. Ça me fait chier, ça me fait chier. Avec tous ces phobies, le peuple souffre, le peuple souffre. Ouais, le peuple souffre.
Parlez beaucoup, mangez l'argent, voyagez beaucoup seulement. Mais travailler beaucoup, créer des choses, emplater, non, non, non. Les dirigeants africains, les dirigeants sont comme ça. Les dirigeants africains, les dirigeants sont comme ça.
Yes, crime, viol, coup d'état et meurtre. Voici ce qui tue l'Afrique et son peuple. Oh yeah. De ville en ville, le que de voyage inutile. De Djamena à Djabali, toujours le même style. Oh yeah. Parlez, criez beau, mangez beaucoup trop. Les dirigeants de l'Afrique sont synonymes de faux. Oh yeah.
Les dirigeants africains, les dirigeants sont comme ça.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Les dirigeants africains. Les dirigeants sont comme ça.
Dirigeants, walaï, alaï, la les donnés. Ameka ou la djé, ameka la djé. Gérance totale, aïa djidja racissi. Gérance totale, aïa djidja racissi. Gérance totale.
Parlez beaucoup, mangez l'argent, voyagez beaucoup seulement. Mais travaillez beaucoup, créez des choses, emplatez, non, non, non. Les dirigeants africains, les dirigeants sont comme ça. Les dirigeants africains. Les dirigeants sont comme ça. Parlez beaucoup, mangez l'argent, voyagez beaucoup seulement. Mais travaillez beaucoup, créez des choses, emplatez, non, non, non. Les dirigeants africains,
les dirigeants sont malhonnêtes.
Les dirigeants sont comme ça. Les dirigeants sont comme ça. Les dirigeants africains. Les dirigeants sont comme ça.
Yo de Yala, Soudro Tara, Soudro Nana, Moutmante Wulu Tena, Abel Kongle Djegen. Qui sera le juge pour l'Afrique qui s'accuse? Pendant que ton peuple agonise dans la rue.
Yes!
Crime, viol, coup d'état et meurtre.
Voici ce qui tue l'Afrique et son peuple. De ville en ville, loque de voyage inutile. De Djamena à Djabali, toujours le même style. Parler, crier beau, manger beaucoup trop. Les dirigeants de l'Afrique sont synonymes de faux. Qui sera le jour où l'Afrique qui s'accuse?
Hey, yeah. Try to tear my family apart. I've been to the valley of dry bones. I've been through the storms of life. But no matter what they throw at me, I'm just getting started. They still can't stop me. Here I come, 'cause I'm hidden in Christ. Through that, in Christ, in God. Watch out now. And guess what? I'm coming up on the other side of the mountain.
Forever. and thriller. Man, dance hall ruler. African thriller. Man, dance hall ruler. This be musical campaign. We gon' hit you without pain. Some of you got the complaint, but they dance hall keep on moving. So my people no go be long before the weak hand go make strong. Now you know, say nothing be wrong to move to this tempo all night long. And liberation music. We go do rock, 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 rock with new foundation.
African thriller, Rocky Dawuni from Ghana, the professional, the master reggae artist. This man is just great. Released this album by Kumbache Records, so get a copy of it. And right before that was Still Standing by Yeshua from Nigeria and Le Dirigeance Africaine by SMOD of Mali. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vander here in Washington, pushing and pulling the beats for you. Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday at 0900 and 2000 UTC for a soothing musical jam. I guarantee. Welcome back to the show. And now an email here is coming from Theo James Walcott. And Theo James writes, I am very happy with this amazing show, David. I am just feeling it. And we Africans are naturally talented. Thank you so much, David. And thank you too, Theo James Walcott, for writing. Another email comes from Abo Shagari. And Abu says, hi, David Vandy. I am very happy to be listening to this wonderful program. My name is Abu Shagari of Adamawa State in Nigeria. Special greetings going out to you, Abu, and to all your friends listening to the African Beat, okay? All right, now let's continue with some music. Come Back Home by the legendary Jimmy B of Sierra Leone.
Sierra Leone, Sierra Leone.
Come back home. 17, she left Mama Africa. With a dream, she can make it in America. Be a star on the screen like Angelina. Jolie wanna pose for the camera. But she was used and abused. Couldn't get the call. Cold and confused. Every day more bad news. Yeah, baby caught the Hollywood blues.
Come back home, yo. Back home.
Africa.
man from the coast of West Africa. Had a plan in his head, he would make it far. Made his way to the UK, but slept on the streets and hit by the railway. Then on a cold rainy night, he got caught by the cops. They said, son, you got no right to be in this land that you're in. Oh, God. Daddy parted him.
Back home, Jimmy B of Sierra Leone, and before that, My Baby by Missy BK of Cameroon. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned, because when I come back, I'll be talking to my guest and she'll be playing some live music in the studio here for you, and that is the beautiful Micheline Iwang from Cameroon.
The African Beat with music of Africa. From the Voice of America. We love it.
With an actor.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Van Lee. Well, when I started the show today, I told you that there is a guest in the studio. And I call her the beautiful Micheline Iwang from Cameroon. And you know, there was a time I asked her, I said, why are you so beautiful? She said, you tell me, because you said it. Okay, so let me welcome you to the studio, Micheline Iwang, the beautiful.
Thank you, and thanks for the compliment.
So if I may ask you again, why are you so pretty?
Everything that God created is pretty. So I think that's why.
That sounds good. And you have your gentleman here. Can you just introduce yourself, please? Man on the keyboard?
Yeah, my name is Teddy.
Katie on the keyboard and on the guitar there?
Joseph.
Ah, Joe.
Joe,
I like that.
And yes, Kobo.
You know?
Yeah, well known as Kobo. A lot of people call me Kobo.
All right. I see that you guys are really, really good and you're ready for the show today.
We are.
So, Micheline, you know,
Normally, I ask my guests to just tell us a little bit about themselves. I know you've been in music for quite a long time, and you've been performing around the Washington, D.C. area. Your name is big out there. But, you know, those who are listening to you today on the African Beat, we want to know exactly who they're going to be listening to. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, you know, in the musical field and everything.
I'm Micheline Wang, as you said. I'm from Cameroon, the English part of Cameroon. And I've been singing professionally for 2 years. But before then, I was singing with different groups, like traditional groups. And I came to the United States in 2008. And I joined a group called Akoma Drummers. And with them, I started doing the lead vocal of the percussionist group.
Okay.
And I met Joseph Mulliam, and we put the project together down.
And then Micheline Wang is who Micheline is today.
Booyah.
You know, I watched your video of you on YouTube and also on your site. I said, wow. When this lady sings, she sings some soul music that sees through your soul.
Thank you.
How do you feel when you sing like that?
I move myself.
You move yourself?
I move. I feel moved.
You feel moved. And because those of us who are watching you and listening to your voice also feel moved. It's like you are getting the innermost part of us.
And that's the goal of me writing it, is to feel connect with the people that will be listening to me, and I connect myself with the song too.
Wow. So how many albums have you produced?
This is the first one.
This is your first album?
Yes.
All right. And what's the title of this album that we're dealing with today?
Disongo.
Disongo. What's the meaning of Disongo?
Peace.
Wow. No wonder I've been listening to this album, and it's so peaceful. It is so peaceful.
Thank
okay,
you.
The first song we're going to touch on today is called Ipore.
Mm-hmm.
Ipore. Mm-hmm. Saying it right, huh?
Ikore. Yeah.
Ikore. Okay, tell us, what is Ikore?
Ikore is the key. Ikore means the key. And Ikore is a story of a girl trapped in a marriage. Mm-hmm. So it's about domestic violence. So I'm sending this message to women out there who are listening to me. Hi to you guys. And I'm saying we don't need to stick in relationship that doesn't work. We can, you know, find somebody better out there, and we can give ourselves better chances. The best thing is to love ourselves first.
Uh-huh.
Before loving somebody else.
And, you know, so many people are writing these days, singing and talking about domestic violence, and it has been happening all over the place. And so thumbs up to you for at least coming up with a song like this and helping to sensitize people out there, and to tell them that this is not a time to keep quiet.
No way.
You know, for those of us who are from Africa, we know some of our parents have been in a lot of domestic violence, and they tend to keep quiet. They tend not to talk because they want to maintain their marriage.
Yeah.
They want to say, "Oh, I'm good. I'm in there just because of the children."
Yeah,
but it's not about the children. What about your life?
Yeah.
What about your life? If you lose your life, then the children are going to suffer.
Yeah,
because you are not going to be there.
Yeah, and you're destroying the children staying there. Because they will carry up.
They will carry up. All right. Well, let's get this song. And I'll take this time to dedicate it to all of you women out there, even to the men that are suffering domestic violence. It's not just the women. Because men, there are men also that are going through some domestic violence, and they don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it is time to talk about what you're going through. So we're dedicating this song to you. If you understand it, or like Micheline has explained it, just take it as if it is yours and accept it for this moment. Micheline Wang. Ikore.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, oh.
And I'll give one up.
Beautiful music, beautiful music. You know, when you started, it's like, wow, I was feeling it right in my soul.
Thank you.
Ah, that was beautiful.
Thank you, David.
That was beautiful. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. That's just the way we do it here. We bring you the songs that will touch your soul. Remember that the power of the beat is in the African beat. And every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat. Because today, our guest is Micheline Wang. Beautiful voice, beautiful face.
Thank you.
Beautiful music. Now, this is lovely. And remember that first song is about domestic violence. It's the key. The key and what is most important when you go through such terrible times in your life is to talk about it.
Yes.
Tell somebody.
Yeah.
Don't just sit there and say, I am going to be in this just because I love the man or I love the woman. Don't just say, I'm going to be in this because of the children.
Yeah.
Anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
You may lose your life. You may lose your soul.
Yeah.
And what is going to happen to the children when you go through such domestic violence? This is the African beat on the Voice of America. Now, there is another song on this album. It is called Taboo Love.
Yeah.
You know, let's talk about Taboo Love a little bit.
Taboo Love is talking about, as you've heard, you can hear taboo, which mm-hmm. is something we
forbidden.
Should do. Forbidden.
But when you sing for people, you know, like when you play your music, people walk up to you. What do they say to you about your music and about your performances on stage?
They like it. And I appreciate more when strangers, that people that I'd never met before, like you, who love what I do and tell me what they feel, and I've had good feedback.
And have there been some difficult times in this career of yours? You know, I know in everything we do, there are ups and downs, there are obstacles here and there. But for you to reach this height in 2 years, singing professionally, in as much as you've been singing with other people, but professionally in 2 years, what has been the most difficult times in your career?
It was to do music in school and working. That was the most difficult time that I endure, because as a student I have to make sure I go to the studio, so my schedule was crazy. Apart of that, it's okay.
I love what I do. Oh yes, when you love what you do it anyway.
You go for it.
So let's enjoy the next song now, Taboo Love by Micheline Wang.
I walked on the street and she was looking at me. I wondered why she looked at me so strong. I went down to buy and she walked out of my mind. She came closer following her style. And she talked to me so sweet after looking me so deep. And I thought about all the things I had in my head. So I ran away. I really run away. Better way was nothing to her, can she found me easily and let me know she wasn't love and die. That I can't take what I want, even look at like a man. What she wants is giving me hello. Then I found inside of myself what was left, what is the right. Then I thought about all the things I had in my head. So I ran away.
Oh, so many. Oh, so many.
I really don't know
where. Oh, so many. Oh, so many.
She touched me like she would never give up. And kissed me with a woman makeup. Ba 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 She touched me like she would never give up, and hold me with her woman makeup. She touched me like she would never give up. She touched me with her woman makeup. I ran away.
Oh, so many. Oh, so many.
I ran away.
Oh, so many. Oh, so many.
Yeah. Tabu Love, Micheline Wang, beautiful music, but there's no way I can run away from it.
Don't.
You're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. My guest is Micheline Wang, the beautiful. And we just finished Tabu Love, beautiful music coming to you. And we're playing live in the studio today. And Aluseni Yansene is right here with me, my main man. And we are doing this together. All right. This is the African Beat. But now, you know, Michelle, everybody in life, you have people that you admire. And in this career of music that you've chosen, this part of life that you've chosen, I know you've been looking at other people before you, those who came, those who are still there. So, where did you get your inspiration from?
From Marie Dikonge, who is a Cameroonian singer. He's a great Cameroonian singer. He's my godfather too. I've been listening to his songs since I was young. And my grandma, who gave me that African part of me that I have in the songs.
That put the real Africanness in you.
African way in me, yeah. And also, I have Richard Bonnard, who is in New York, and Sally Nyolo, she's from Cameroon, and Erika Badu, love her. So you
Erika
can see my
Badu, when we look at you, we see something like that. We see something like that.
I love her.
Andy, if you're going to meet one of your favorite stars for now, mm-hmm. who would you say you want to meet as of now, as we're talking?
Erika Badu.
Because you've met all the others that you're talking about.
Or Richard Bonnard. You said one. So Erika Badu.
All right. Music is such a powerful tool. Mm. It sends out such powerful messages. What kind of audience would you say you are targeting with your music?
I target our audience. That's why I do the folk music with a blend of African and the world music.
Yeah, you know, because it's got some jazz, yes. Some soul in it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't want to start targeting young or the old, because I think everybody feels themselves. Yes.
You cut across.
I don't.
Because your presentation can be listened to from every angle.
Yes, I think so.
It makes it very good.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that by looking at you, you are a very powerful dancer too.
You want me to dance?
You know, I was so lucky today. I told Gary and Nick that, you know, let's put her on a chair. Let her sit.
Oh, Lord.
Because if we would have allowed her to stand,
I know,
then definitely this whole place would not have been enough for her.
Yep.
Uh-huh. All right. This is the African Beat. And so how long have you met Joe? You seem to be coordinating quite fluently.
He's my everyday partner, so you can see how long I've been.
Joe, how long have you known Michelle?
I think it's barely 2 years or something less, a little less than 2 years.
When she went professional?
Yeah. When she actually died. That's right.
Wow. And you've been working with her ever since?
Yeah, constantly.
So what kind of musician would you say she is? Or what kind of person?
I won't be mad at you, say the truth.
All right.
There's one interesting part in her is that she's so devoted.
Devoted.
In what she does. And she believes in what she does.
That's it.
So it's not surprising that she's on...
She's moving up.
Okay. It's not a surprise.
So, thank you very much, Joe.
Thank you.
And you know, my cool guy on the keyboard. You know, I love the way those fingers are playing. But I know you've been with Michelle for a little while now, right? How long have you known Michelle?
I think 3 months.
For 3 months?
Yeah.
And you playing with her like
he
that?
Is yes. Great.
Man, you are great. Thank you very much for being here today. All right. Now, Michelle, I want us to look at our next song.
Okay.
Petit Matin.
Petit Matin, yes.
Petit Matin. That is little what?
It's French.
Little?
Morning.
Little morning.
It's just like early in the morning, if you want
to. Oh, a little morning. Okay.
Translation.
Early in the morning or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, what were you thinking of early in the morning? What happened early in the morning that you decided to come with this song early in the morning?
Petit Matin is, I took it back to the village, what grandparents do when they get up in the morning. Usually they go to the graveyard and, you know, our tradition, they give food to the dead and they talk to them and they look at the kids that are passing around, greet them, show them love. So I dedicated to women and in the village, grandmoms.
Well, I'm still looking for the day when some of these songs will actually be dedicated to us men.
I'm sure because somewhere
we are good people too.
That's
you
right.
know, Joe, tell
That's
me,
right.
huh? We are good people too. Look at Aluseni. We are good people. But all of the songs are dedicated to the women. What about us, the men? Come on, Michelle. Talk
you,
to me.
You have a STD day here coming up, so don't worry about that.
Oh,
and it's your best,
so
right?
So that one is for me.
Yes.
All right,
and
let's get this
the
song
men.
Now. Petit Matin, there by Michelle Iniwang, our guest today on the African Beat. Let's go.
We all want by. c'est l'histoire de la femme africaine.
Beautiful music. I love that. I didn't know I was singing.
I saw you dancing.
I know, man. They're touching. And I love to dance.
Thank you.
Know, that's one thing about me. When the music is good, you feel it in your soul.
Thank you.
It inside of you. And if you don't shake, maybe you're not coming back.
Right.
You have to shake so that people will know that you're coming back.
I wish you were standing.
I know, right? And I wish I was too.
Yeah.
All right. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. My guest today is Micheline Wang. Micheline hails from the beautiful country of Cameroon. And guess what? She speaks Creole like we speak in Sierra Leone in West Africa. Michelle, howdy, buddy.
I did now.
You see, I did now.
So you want we continue yourself now for Creole?
We will say howdy, buddy. You say the body well.
The body well, well.
Well, well. So my next song is I Still Day Here.
Your best.
But before that song comes, since your 2 years you've been singing, have you just been singing around the United States, or have you been back to Cameroon to sing for your people to see that this is not the Micheline Wang of yesterday, this is the Micheline Wang of today?
I was blessed enough to be in Cameroon, and last December, then I had a show there with Henri de Conge, who is my godfather. It was great.
It was great. And how were you accepted? How was the music accepted?
Actually, we have la piraterie. I know you can speak French and English.
People that duplicate.
Piracy. There's a lot of piracy in Cameroon.
Yeah, it was. So I didn't go down with CDs, but the song was great. People listened to them, and I have a lot of friends actually in Facebook who are giving me their feedback. And I'm preparing for the big
So if people want to contact you about your CD, about this, your new album, how would they get it? Somebody may be out and they'll watch the show on VOA television, or they will hear it on the Voice of America African Beat show, and they want to say, okay, well, this song is good, we want to get it. How can they get it?
They can get it on iTunes, Micheline Wang, or cdbaby.com, also my website, ewangmusic.com. And Amazon also.
Okay.
Yeah, they can.
All right. Now, I just want you to talk to the people back there in Cameroon, your own people. Talk to them. Whatever language, English, Pidgin, or you want to talk to them in French, just talk to them. Just tell them what you feel about them.
Je vous aime. I love you now. Plenty. My people them for Cameroon. So I did for Voice of America with David. And I miss you people so much. I love you.
Can you
and
just
thanks
say
to
something?
All my fans.
Can you just sing something in a cappella about African beat of the Voice of America? Just say something.
With the nectar.
Wow. I love that. Just leave it as that. That is so special. Thank you very much, Micheline Iwang. And thanks for being my guest today on the African Beat. It's been so wonderful. But before I let you go, what were you thinking about the song I Still Day Here? Because it's my favorite song on the album, Disongo, and I want you to tell me about it. And I want to know why I Still Day Here.
I put myself in the shoes of those who are back home and keeping our land. So I wanted to give them that honor. They are there because many of the young people, you know, many of us because of part, I'm in America, so I'm part of those that left the land, that left our graveyard, that left the tradition to come over here. So I wanted to respect those that are back home and say they are not missing anything. We miss anything.
That's such a good point. We missed.
We do.
All right. So with all of that today, I want to thank you out there for accepting us in your homes, in the cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And to my engineers on duty here, we have Gary and Nick. Of course, I have my brother here, Aluseni Yansane, and my guest today, Michelini Wang, and his crew. They're all here, straight from Cameroon. I want to thank you for being such a wonderful guest on the show today. Till then, I am David Vandy from Washington, leaving you now with my favorite song from the album. I still day here.
And wherever you
day, eh? No matter. Just know, say, I still day here. Eh?
No.
Catch it all. Michelle, I still day here. Make we go now. I still day.
We dey good now.
I still day, yeah. I still day, yeah. I still there, yeah, I still there, yeah, I still there, yeah. Hey, oh, oh, hey.
African beats.
Africa.
Voice of America.